for recognition of I and I true loving faith, true word, true song, true power. I and I give thanks and bless his holy name. Rasta.
Let's color it, color the system. What's up, everyone? You're listening to the one and only KUSF.org. How are my levels in the mic? They look good. They look good. My name is Dean William, and this is Brood Beats number 38. It's been a while since we last were in this session, but I have a brand new brew for you. This one's going to be a little bit all over the place. We have some electronic to get through. We have some hip hop. And also, I went to Seattle for spring break and I found some awesome new records. So I'm going to share some of those that I found with you. One of them's a Japanese punk record that from the 1980s, really cool, super rare find. And then also one's a classic hip-hop record, but we'll get to all that later. But first, what I want to do is I want to highlight that my fraternity, if you're in the Bay Area, is having an event tonight called Pi Kappa Palooza. Pi Kappa Palooza is a mini music festival. There's going to be two stages, three food trucks, beer and wine, all happening at the Soma Street Food Park down in Soma. And you can come through. Tickets are only $15 and you can buy them online or you can buy them at the door. And it's going to go towards helping people with disabilities. We are trying to raise more than $6,000 for people with disabilities. And this benefit music festival is what that does. So all the money that is made here is going to go towards helping people with disabilities. And you can learn more about that. Just research the Ability Experience by going to, I believe it's theabilityexperience.org. And you can also find out more about what we do for them there. Anyway, without any further ado, let's get into it. One of my favorite labels, Mousetrap, recently released their compilation, We Are Friends, Volume 6. And this is from the head honcho himself, Deadmau5, and it's his ambient track called Polaris. You're listening to the one and only KUSF.org. This is Brood Beats. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Up. You're listening to the one and only KUSF.org. My name is Dean William, and what you just heard was Africa by Smart Cookie. That's a SoundCloud original. Definitely go check it out. If you want to know any of the songs that I played today, just go to KUSF.org, hit schedule at the top, and then go to Brood Beats. I'm on Thursdays from 12 to 1:30, and in there you will find all the Brood Beats since we went to Creek. And the cool thing about Creek is that we can now give you a lot more in terms of show pages. So on my show pages, not only will you find the songs I played, which order I played them, when I played them, but you'll also find an embedded SoundCloud playlist, and any tracks that are available on SoundCloud, which most of my tracks are going to be there, so you can listen to them and favorite them, put them on your own playlist, and just sharing the music, because a lot of what I want to do is share producers that aren't mainstream, that aren't going to be played on the radio, that aren't backed by major record labels, and I want to bring that type of music to you. So, speaking about major record labels, though, we did have one from one of the prominent electronic record labels, and we played a lot from Mousetrap. But the cool thing about Mousetrap, and something that I'll argue, is that a lot of their artists are really into, they're really from the bottom. I mean, a lot of them are handpicked in from local electronic communities, and we had a lot of great talent coming out of that. And I think their We Are Friends volumes really showcase that talent, and it's gets outside of the realm of like what we think electronic music is, you know, ultra EDC, flashy lights, boom 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 in your face type of music. So to recap, what we played was Polaris by Deadmau5. He's a household name. I'm gonna go see him at the Fox in April, so that's gonna be cool. And then we also heard Abyss
from No Taker, which I really liked because he put in some unique like tropical drum fills, but it had a very dark vibe to it. So that was really cool. Definitely check out No Taker. And then we also had two tracks from Atlas. One was Matt Lange remix from Burned. So Matt Lange, awesome producer. Atlas, awesome producer as well. And they collabed and Matt Lange did a remix for him. And then we had an awesome collaboration between Atlas and Deadmau5, who, funny enough, when Atlas was starting out, he didn't do any press, and a lot of people assumed that Deadmau5 was Atlas and it was just an alias. But actually, they are two different people, and they created a song called Bad at Titles, which is a perfect title for a song. So they created that song, and also, if you actually search on YouTube, there's a whole live stream that's like 5 hours long where you can watch them make it. So cool stuff. We're going to get to more underground producers, though, and one of the people I'm going to play right now is Inverness and his friend Hobby Stewart, who came together and did a remix of Hotline Bling. So you're listening to KUSF.org. This is Brood Beats. Let's get into it.
You used to call me on my cell phone late out when you needed my love. Call me on my cell phone when you need my love. Cause I know when I'm happy, you don't need nothing. Yeah, I know when I'm happy. We'll be right back.
Hey, you're listening to KUSF.org. My name is Dean William, and today I have a special interview from two USF seniors who are going to be traveling to Costa Rica to rebuild a skate park and do some park renovations. So why are they going to Costa Rica, and who's taking them there? Well, they're going for the Action Sports Journey Project, which is a partnership with Diversity, Red Bull, and Ryan Sheckler to build a skate park for the community of San Rafael, Costa Rica. They're going to embark on a two-day assembly slash park renovation project, and they're going to work alongside community and athletes to revitalize a local skate park in the Action Sports Center of Latin America. And while they're there, they're also going to be enacting a positive change in a community that otherwise wouldn't have the resources to do what they're going to be doing there. So it's really awesome. I talked to Mashari and Anna, who are two USF seniors, and they're very excited about it. They were two of 16 contestants chosen to go on this trip by Red Bull, and it's going to be fully paid for them. So they are awesome students who have enacted positive change here in San Francisco, and they're going to take their abilities and go and do that in Costa Rica. So I'm really excited to talk to these students who are going to be representing USF and going to be going and enacting a positive change in Costa Rica. I talked to them on Tuesday. They leave when this airs on Thursday, March 30th. So they're going to be back in a week. So hopefully we'll get them back in the studio and we can talk about what they learned and their experiences while they're there. Without any further ado, let's get into it. Here is Mashari and Anna, who are going to talk about their thoughts and feelings before their trip to Costa Rica. So why don't you all introduce yourselves?
I'm Mashari Alisa, and I'm a senior at the University of San Francisco.
I'm Anna Lewis. I'm a psychology senior at USF.
And so why are you all here today? What are you all doing with Red Bull and going to Costa Rica?
Well, Red Bull is paying for us to go over to Costa Rica to help build a skate park in San Jose in Costa Rica.
Awesome. So how did this all start? So I know Bill told me a little bit about it, but how did you all get involved with Red Bull, and how did you even find out about going to Costa Rica with them?
I found out through Bill. He let me know about this, that it was happening, and that we had to submit a video explaining like how we live to be the change and send it into Red Bull. And so I made a video explaining what I've done in the community and how I've lived to be the change in San Francisco and sent it in.
And I heard about it the same way through Bill, and I also made a video. Everyone who applied for it made a little, what was it, 2-minute video. Mm-hmm. And we both made one, and we both got accepted, I guess, to the program, and we're both very humbled and happy to join this adventure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. So how many people actually get to go on this trip? Because it sounds pretty amazing. You're going to go to Costa Rica. I was reading about it. You're going to work with Ryan Sheckler and building the skate park in Costa Rica. So it sounds like something that's very limited and only a few select people get to go. How many people are you traveling with?
So there's 60 people that are all going, but Red Bull is only paying for the select 16 participants to go.
Wow. So you're part of the 16, all expenses paid, mm-hmm. into Costa Rica.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Very stoked.
That's awesome. So how long are you going to be there? You all leave this week. It's March 28th, Tuesday right now. You leave Thursday, right?
We leave Friday.
Okay.
Bill and I fly around midnight on Thursday.
Gotcha.
And then we're there until Wednesday.
Okay.
So 5 days.
Awesome. So, what's kind of the mission that you're going to go out and fulfill? So I was reading about how Red Bull really wants to help provide a positive impact in underprivileged communities. And I was reading some of your bios about how you all did that. So I guess give me a rundown about how you have done that here in San Francisco and what you plan to do in
Costa Rica while you're there.
At least in San Francisco, I try to push my social impact through skateboarding. Like on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at Everett Middle School, I work with mission graduates and I teach skateboarding. And also, I helped out with a skate park in the Outer Sunset, just helping them build stuff. You know, it's like a community center more so than a skate park. And this trip to Costa Rica is just the perfect, you know, opportunity to do that, except in a different country where they're not as privileged as people in San Francisco.
Right. That's awesome. What about you, Anna? What have you been doing here in San Francisco?
I've worked with different nonprofits throughout this past year, doing tutoring. I worked at Family House, which is works with families who have children being treated at UCSF. And then right now I'm interning with the Humane League, where we're working on animal welfare and like broadcasting like a plant-based diet. And I've just participated in different protests here and there. So I'm involved in just social justice a lot. And so going to Costa Rica, I was really interested because it has just the idea and purpose behind it is social impact and creating a community. And that's what I really like believed in and had the same passion for and why I got interested in it.
That's awesome. So kind of give me a rundown about what your plans are when you're there. So you arrive in Costa Rica. I'm assuming you're probably going to get to see the community, kind of figure out where this impact is going to be going, who it's going to be affecting. And so what are you going to do specifically while you're there?
We're going to be involved with the beautification and helping build of the skate park in San Jose, I think the first few days. And then after we get everything done, we're going to have a grand opening where we're going to throw an event with like Red Bull riders and other skateboarders, just have a big event. And then after that, I think we have like a day or two where we just, you know, go surfing and have like reflection time.
Yeah, reflect on what we've brought down. And we also, while we're building, helping to build the skate park, we're also doing some gardening next to it and also working on a mural, so like really making it a beautiful place for the community down there.
That's awesome. Now, how long have you been skateboarding?
Since I was 16.
Okay. All right. And have you ever skateboarded, Anna?
I have not. They're going to have to teach me.
Well, I heard you're going to have Ryan Sheckler there, a huge professional skateboarder. I've personally been following him since I was a little kid. So that's awesome that you're all going to be working with him and the community, too.
Yeah.
What's one of the biggest things you're excited for about going?
Definitely experience a new culture. I've never been to Costa Rica before. So I'm really excited to see how, you know, their culture compares to ours. And it's also funny because skate culture is usually the same in different places. So I'm going to see how that works out, you know, just
awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really excited, yeah, to meet people and like interact with the community. It's not like a vacation, but we're going down with a purpose,
right,
and make meaning and like build connections. So that's what I'm most stoked for.
Cool. So you're going to be coming back to USF next Wednesday. It's going to be a really short trip. What do you all plan to bring back to San Francisco with this trip? Or at least you hope to bring back?
I hope to bring back just my experience and being able to share what I've learned and who I've met down in Costa Rica. Hopefully I'll be able to skate when I come back.
Bomb a couple hills.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing, just experience. Get to learn something new, you know, feel like we've made a change.
Mm-hmm.
That's about what I'm most excited to bring back.
That's awesome. And I think in the past couple of years, since Bill Reed has been here, there's definitely been more involvement with Red Bull and students going on these trips and getting involved. And I think it's a great thing that you all are taking this idea of social justice and also helping out our fellow human beings and taking that outside of USF. It's really embodying the change world from here. And I think you're doing it with an awesome company. The fact that Red Bull's paying for you all to go and do this awesome change, and the fact that you're all selected, that's pretty amazing. So congratulations on that. That's awesome. Is there anything else you want USF to know about your trip, or anything else that you're excited for, nervous about?
I just wanted to say, shout out Red Bull. Like, thank you so much for the opportunity. I couldn't be happier to go. It's like, it really is a dream come true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to thank Red Bull and Bill because I wouldn't even know about this. He's really doing a good job over here letting us know about that. Mm-hmm. These kind of opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're going to be traveling with people from all over the United States too. And they're all like college age people. Oh, that's awesome. So you're going to get to meet some new people from the United States, get down to Costa Rica. I can't wait to hear back about what your experience was, all the changes you made. Hopefully you'll take some photos. Is there any social media you want people to follow while you're there? Any Instagrams or Twitters, anything like that?
Yeah, follow Rip Bomb Skate Wax. I'll be posting on that.
Yeah, I guess my own Instagram and Facebook I'll be posting too.
Cool. Thank you, too, for talking to us. Yeah. You want to share your Instagram?
BBLou, BB underscore Lou.
Awesome.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you. Definitely have a safe trip. We hope to hear from you when you get back. And we can't wait to see what change you guys enact in Costa Rica. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks. Thank you for having us.
And that was a special interview I did with Marashi and Anna. Thank you two for coming in and interviewing about your trip to Costa Rica. It's really awesome that we can see that Dons are truly changing the world from here at USF. They're actually on their way to Costa Rica tonight. I think some of them might be traveling right now. So safe travels, and we'll talk to them when they get back. But definitely, if you want to check out more interviews about from KUSF, so from bands, from students like that, definitely go check out our Bandcamp. So just go to kusforg.bandcamp.com. Let's actually fact check that just to make sure I know what I'm talking about. Momentarily fact-checking that, because I want you all to check out Bandcamp.com and our Bandcamp, because we have an excellent selection of awesome interviews, and that's what it was. Okay, so it's kusforg.bandcamp.com. We have interviews from the She's, Dinosaurs, Warm Brew, Japan's Girls, Cosmonauts, Blossom, so definitely go check out all those, and they're all for free. So you can download those. We're going to get into a couple more segments. So first, I want to play a new track from Webster X. It was featured on Pigeons and Planes. Awesome rapper and a very vibey track. It kind of gives me like Kid Cudi vibes. So we're going to get into that. And then we're going to do a new segment here on Brood Beats where we listen to records that I found in a record shop. So stay tuned. Here's Lost Ones from Webster X.
Heartbreak. I lost it. The lost voice will make it. Heartbreak. I lost it. The lost voice will make it. We should probably start off from the top of it. Young idiot boy with the lights coming. Immigrant parents, but they gave me two stars. Had to pour it out loud to see the truth, dog. At 15, taking flights overseas, Ethiopia's world, I just could not believe. You tell me all that shit on TV was exaggerated, then my eyes open with the speed on. Fast forward to the dreamer, UWN, San Bernard, King Kong. Parties with the crazy ace. Freestyles in the basic goddamn bar, no, I'm great. Just for you, meditate. Took the scene and then was in a room with everybody that I wanted to. Manifest, you the best, but lost all positive when that dog came with that strong S. Not me in my chest. What was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do? Niggas don't know. How could I follow up the best time thus far? 2013, hovered over my head. What was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do? Niggas don't know. How could I follow up the worst time thus far? 2014, hovered over my head. This young nigga ready for the bliss like he could've missed, man. Was I wrong like a motherfucker? Took an L to the chest like the liposuction. Couldn't function at the functions, couldn't muster up assumptions. Let the demons gospel looking through my dark head. Black kid, white
white school, black parents, riot rules, had to take a seat back, remember why it was me. Damn, had to go finesse, wipe them tears off, take that L off your chest, beat the beat down, that's a real nigga test, what a real nigga does is a real nigga's best. Like damn, boy, had to go finesse, wipe them tears off, take that L off your chest, beat the beat down, that's a real nigga test, what a real nigga does is a real nigga's best. Like heartbreak, I lost it. We'll make it.
Listening to the one and only KUSF.org. My name is Dean William, and today I am going to be bringing you a new segment on Brood Beats, and we're calling this Beat Roulette. And what Beat Roulette is I'm going to share with you some records that I found in a record store recently. Now, when I go to a record store, I don't go in with a mindset of like, I'm going to buy this record. I usually go in. If I see something that I know that I on vinyl that I want, then I'll see if they have it. But mostly I will go and just look at records and see which ones pop out to me, whether it be the cover art, whether it be the genre, whether it be a song. And I had the chance to actually visit KEXP down in Seattle, or up in Seattle, I guess, for us. And they were they had a record store in their studio. It was actually really awesome. It was a coffee shop, a huge open area where you can sit, chill, do work, talk to people. There was Jenga games being played. You could look into their DJs. They were like in a fishbowl kind of, and you could see their studio. And there was also a record shop. And so I have this record over here. I'm going to go and grab it really quick. Ba, 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 ba. So it is a Japanese punk rock record. You can hear the crinkling of the sleeve right there, and it's called Dangerous Rumors. So I'm gonna actually look it up on Discogs right now so we can figure out what we're actually looking at. Here we go. So Dangerous Rumors, from the label Invitation. It came out in February 21st, 1988 in Japan. I listened to this record a couple times, and it's really fun. I really like it. I've never listened to Japanese punk before, and so I was really excited to hear it. I honestly don't know how to pronounce whatever the title of the song is, but it's by the band Union. If you want to learn more about this record, just search Dangerous Rumors, Various. It's in the SOS series, Volume 2 on Discogs. I'm looking at the page right now. And actually, I'll put a link to this in the show notes for Brood Beats number 38. But anyway, this was one of the records that I pulled out that I really liked. And I got it for a pretty good price, $20. There's actually some good gems on here. It's in really great condition. I can't read a lot of what's written on the front of it, but you know, that's the beauty of it. And as long as it's good music, I'm okay with it. So anyway, here is Union with their song that I cannot pronounce, but if you want to learn more, go to KUSF.org, hit schedule, and go to the Brood Beats page show.
Caiu.
like I said, that record's a lot of fun. Definitely go check it out. I actually don't know. Okay, we're on the Discogs page right now. Is there any, does it say if I can buy this online? There's a CD of it too. You know, I'm going to Google this. We're going to put this in the Google. Anyway, what I liked about this track is just that it's something that I listen to punk music, but I usually don't listen to that style of punk. And I also don't listen to foreign artists. I mean, most of the songs that I listen to are in English. So when I do come across different style, it's really cool because I may not understand the words, but it's like fun punk music, and there is some English thrown in there too, so I'm not totally lost. But that's part of the fun when you go into a record store, and that's what I like to do. I mean, I do come from like a background where I like to sample records and put them into songs, but like just going in with an open mind and just finding new music, you know, it's adventurous. I really like it. Now, while I was there in Seattle, I came across that record and I sampled it a little bit in the store, and I was like, oh, this is cool, I'm going to pick this up. I also found another record that was actually one of my first CDs when I was a kid. I think it was probably like my third or fourth CD that I got as a kid. Got meaning I stole it from my mom's CD collection, but it was Nelly's, I think this was his first album. It might have been his second. We're going to Wikipedia it, but it was Nelly's album called Nellyville, and it is one of my favorites. It was his second album, sophomore album, came out in 2002, and first of all, there's a lot of skits on this hip-hop record, and one thing that a lot of hip-hop records, they kind of do still, but they don't do as much, is they include skits. I mean, if you listen to Nellyville from the beginning to the end, there is a cohesive story that's being woven with the tracks and with the skits. But also, I don't know, everything that came out of this album was like the pinnacle of like, I think, what Nelly should have been. He's witty. He's still poppy. He's not like a real like aggressive rapper, but there's humor to like every single song. So that's probably why I enjoyed it so much. And as I gotten older, I still do appreciate it. So when I was in Seattle in this record shop, I found Nellyville on vinyl. It's a double LP. So I was really stoked to grab it. It's in great condition, and it's like kind of like a piece of my childhood, and now I have it on vinyl because that makes everything better. So we're going to listen to one of my favorite songs off of Nellyville. It's going to be a real drastic change from what we just heard, but this is Air Force One's off the album Nellyville. This one's actually on Spotify, so if you want to go listen to it, you can listen to it. But here's Air Force One's.
Top strap with the gum bottom. There's something about him, the beauty, that's why I got him. I leave him strapped and laced and come about him. The last person that touched him, I damn shot him.
Now if you look and see lime green forces, it's kiwi. You couldn't get this color if you had a purse or no genie. You know I keep it hip hop, make niggas flip flop. Yeah, my Force Ones in tip top, got Force One flip flop.
I like the limit to the dishing, the khaki and army green. Patent leather pinstripe, you should see how I do the string. Size 12 with the strap, red and white with a cardinal cap. All flavors, but it just depends on where number I'm at.
Don't get me wrong, man. I'm Murphy Lee ain't dumb, man. Cause if that shoe is on that shelf, you should have some, man. You cannot sit up and tell me that you have none, man. You may not have three or four, but you got one, man.
I said, give me two birds. I need two birds.
So I can get to stomping in my Air Force One.
Big boy, stomping in my Air Force One.
I said,
give me two birds. I need two birds.
So I can get to stomping in my Air Force One.
Big boy, stomping in my Air Force One.
your foot lock, I'm looking like I need those. 10 and a half, and if you got them, give me 2 of those. I can tell she never seen Murphy Lee before, cause she just standing there as if I'm shooting free throws. I said, excuse me, miss, I only wanna buy shoes. She said, I love you, Murphy, especially in the white and blue. I said, the white and blue sound nice, make it twice. And I signed an autograph, thanks for the advice.
I keep it real dirty, dirty, you know how I do. Purple and gold with the Lakers, the Broncos, the orange and blue. I like a floppy with ankle socks, lows, mids, and high tops with a clear soul. But this Timbs and fat laces when it's cold. When the winter cold and the hot summer flow, then it's back to the all-purpose with them LaDots in the toe. Ain't nothing stopping this dough that I'm spending for show on them Nike Air Force and E behind the O.
Okay, Lee, I treat my shoes like my ride. Chrome on the fat laces and put wood on the inside. Spray candy on the swoosh with electric roof. Spencer put a kid on the sole and I got a wider shoe. You see that low mid Skittle purple coupe, I'm driving them.
Kiwan, where you getting them colors? Are you dying them?
10 is my size and them. No point in tying them. Ain't no point in trying these on. They know I'm buying them.
I know nothing get the hype on first sight like white on white. Them 3/4, the lows, they all tight. The only problem, they only good for one night. Cause once you scuff them, you fucked up your whole night. Who was my basis? The look on store owner's faces. This kid's outrageous, he buying them by the cases. Cause once I cop them, I gut them and switch the laces. They all purpose, you hurt me, kinda like my Davis.
I said, give me 2 pearls. I need 2 pearls.
So I can't get the stomping in my Earth Force 1.
Spurs at first, now it's tape on them.
Damn, when those come out.
So I write the date on them. These Louis Vuitton ones, you gotta wait on them. I had to get them early, so I spent more cake on them.
Look, I'm trying to keep it up like a one-minute man. While I lead on a Kawasaki, 2 headbands, jewelry and all. Fishbowl in the mall. Security buying shoes and all.
Now sometimes I get them free, and sometimes I gotta pay. Walk in the mall and they know what I'm about to say. Give me the black and the platinum and leather gray. Ones in the back and the pearl you got on display.
Now in the boxes where I keep mine, keep you mine, should keep mine, keep mine. Once or twice but never 3 times. I'm time sneaker pro. I love Pumas and shell toe, but can't nothing compare to a fresh crispy white pearl.
I said, give me 2 pearls. I need 2 pearls.
So I can't get the stomping in my Earth Force 1.
Stomping in my Earth Force 1.
So that was Nelly's Air Force Ones off of the album Nellyville. And that concludes this week's segment of, I just now came up with a name, so let me recall it. Beat Roulette. Yeah, Brood Beats Beat Roulette, where I go in to a record store and I share with you what I found. So I am really excited that we could come here today and share this brew. It was definitely different. We went from electronic and we ended with Nelly. So I did not think that was going to happen this morning when I woke up. But, you know, as we plan the show throughout the day, that's what happened. Thank you all for tuning in. If you want to know about any of the tracks I played, definitely go to KUSF.org, hit schedule, go to Thursdays, and there you'll see Brood Beats, and that's where you can find all my shows. And this one in particular, if you're interested in that Japanese punk record that I played, the link to the Discogs webpage about it will be there. And also I'll link to Nellyville on Spotify, because why not? You should all enjoy that. So I'm going to get out of here. We have some awesome DJs coming up for the rest of the afternoon. But on my way out, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite skits from Nelly's Nellyville. Mind you, so just the backstory on it. The main story is Nelly invites a girl over. She really wants to hear the new album, Nellyville. And it's really meta. So the guy acting in it, which is Nelly, he doesn't act like he doesn't act like he's Nelly, if that makes sense. He's not Nelly, but he is Nelly as the main character. Anyway, so he goes to the store to find this CD because he really wants to have a fun night with this girl. So that is the backstory. Here is the skit called Into Store. My name is Dean William. This has been Brood Beats, and you're listening to the one and only KUSF.org.
Yo, my man, yo.
Yeah, what can I help you with?
Hey, come on, man. You got to say you got me on this one. Look.
What do you need?
You got the new Nelly? You got that in the Nellyville? You got that, right?
What is that, rap or something?
What?
I think we just sold out of it, man.
Sold out? Come on, bro. This the 4th, 5th store I've been to today. They all sold out.
We're all sold out, bro.
Come on, man. You got to help a brother out, man. I'm in a desperate situation here, player.
I'd love to help you, my brother.
I got a nice little sexy little thing waiting on me at the crib, and all she want to hear is, Nelly, I'm trying to get it. Do you smell?
I hear you. You got to get the mood going, you know.
That's what I'm trying to do, Pimp Juice.
Pimp Juice?
Look, man, just let me... Can you download it for me? Something.
Sorry, man. We can't do that here.
MP3, you can't...
No, we can't. We can't MP3. Yeah. Sorry.
Let me take one of these listening machines or something. Bring it back to you tomorrow.
You're fucking crazy. My boss would kill me, man.
Look, man, just check in the back. Do whatever you got to do.
Hold on. Right, cool. Let me see what I can do for you, bro. Let me see. Man, this is the last one I got.
Yeah,
man.
It's all right, cool. Wait.
The clean version. That's all I got. I found the clean version for you.
It's the clean version.
Nelly, you know the new one? Nellyville.
That's it? Ain't no cussing on it? Ain't none?
You want it?
That's all you got.
It's hip-hop.
Damn. All right. Give me that, man. I just got to make it happen right now. I just got to
do what I got to do. Hurry up, though, man. We got people waiting in line here. They've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, go on here and give it to me. Okay.
Good luck, dog.
All right.
by the gown for you to wear to the prom with Tom, the astronomer who'd name a star for you.